Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a ride along the Nazi train. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and as always, I am joined by Joe Curry and Pip Helix. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Got a good show tonight. The mob challenged ISIS for a battle of New York. So we're going to have a great debate of absurdity to see who will win that. Comedian John Consoli will be calling in to tell us about a fundraiser he's putting together to benefit a very special group of Marines. And a television show has an ad campaign that leads to Nazi advertising on a New York City train. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Can't see a problem.
I most certainly can't. So there was I saw an article in the New York Post, and it was talking about how maybe these 80s movies that we loved, and it listed 16 Candles in particular, maybe the humor doesn't hold up so well today. And what do we do with that? And it got to me thinking, and so other people on Facebook saw this, and they were like, oh, what's wrong with people? They, sensitive Sallys. So I wanted to go back, and I wanted to look at some of this, and I went through the article, and then I looked at some other movies. So I wanted to get your take on this. So Sarah Stewart wrote the article for the New York Post, and she, posited that perhaps maybe we blow out the 16 candles. Mm-hmm. Maybe that doesn't hold up. So here were some of the issues that she cited. Long Duk Dong was played by Getty Watanabe, the Chinese foreign exchange student whose every mention is accompanied by the sound of a gong.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think we know where Joe's coming out on this. That's just good writing. Jake, played by Michael Schoffling? Am I saying that right?
I don't know how to say that.
Well, he hasn't had a career since the 80s. Anyway.
He's not in the show business anymore.
I don't know. Is he?
Schoffling?
I don't know. Well, he's supposedly the perfect guy. Like, all these 80s movies. This was a John Hughes movie.
Right.
John Hughes made a lot of these movies. So his prom queen girlfriend named Carolyn, played by Haviland Morris, gets so drunk at his party that she passes out. And he says, this is what Mr. Wright says, I could violate her 10 different ways if I wanted to. And the geek's response, I believe was played by Michael Anthony Hall.
Yes.
Says, well, what are you waiting for?
Nice.
And there was that was 16 Candles. And I did not watch that movie that often. I don't know that movie that well. But I did watch, and I know it's a classic movie. Or at least it was.
I actually, before we said that we were going to be discussing this, I actually watched a rerun of it on television.
I love that movie. That's hysterical.
Well, a movie that I liked a lot was Revenge of the Nerds. You guys remember?
Oh, yes.
I was a big fan of that. So there's deep rape in Revenge of the Nerds as well. Mm. Lewis Skolnick, who's played by Robert Carradine, he's the main character.
Oh, yes.
Sneaks up on beautiful cheerleader Betty Child in the moon room. It was like a bounce house kind of thing.
Right.
Of a haunted house while wearing a disguise. So they're at a costume event, and Lewis has stolen a Darth Vader mask. And Betty's boyfriend, Stan, played by Ted McGinley. We all love Ted. He was Roger on Happy Days. He was the neighbor in Married with Children.
Okay.
After Steve left.
I mean, he's been in everything. Good-looking guy. He was in all these things in the 80s.
I remember him.
Yeah. So the nerd, Lewis, wants to pretend that he's the boyfriend.
Yes.
So the cheerleader girlfriend thinks that she's meeting her boyfriend, played by Ted McGinley, in the moon room. Yeah, so but Lewis understands that if she realizes him, he's not going to get any action. But she does not. So he wears the Darth Vader mask, and they do the deed.
Yeah.
But afterwards, he removes the mask. Betty decides that it was so great, she's going to leave her jock boyfriend. Meanwhile, she was raped.
Yep.
Yeah. That,
yeah.
And then I was watching the other night, before I even knew we were going to do this, I was watching on, was it HBO? One of these things. Private Resort. Do you remember Private Resort? 1985. We started a young, horny Johnny Depp.
No,
I don't remember this movie.
Yeah, this is before 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
This is before Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, this is very...
Pre-21 Jump Street, huh?
Pre-21. He had done one other thing, and then this was like the next movie he did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, 21 Jump Street was the first time I'd seen him.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you probably saw Private Resort. So Johnny Depp character tells his friend to give a girl, and this girl is like playing a real weird character, like supposedly like in this cult or anything. He tells her, and give her some Quaaludes to loosen up her inhibitions.
Wow. Wow. See, all of these are date rape.
Well, besides the racism.
Well, yes, the racism, but I mean all those instances that you just mentioned.
At the time, we were like, "That's just great comedy."
Yuck, yuck.
And the thing about it is that it's you have to look at it. It was a timestamp of the way things were back then, and it was farce. You have to look at these movies as farce. Same way you look as a cartoon.
It's a farce, but it's rape.
But you have to have it. But you know what? Are we?
It's not a porno.
But are we that stupid that we have to be handheld to know that we know it's wrong? It's
well, at the time we didn't.
From the 80s.
At the time we did not know it was wrong. Now, I remember even on Three's Company they would talk about stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was just commonplace. You give a girl some roofies, give her some Quaaludes. It was just common. You drug the girl and then good things happen. That was your move. If your personality and your looks couldn't get them, drugs were there to help
but
you out.
But the thing about it was all that stuff back then, it was adolescent and childish. It was shown as that.
I don't know.
But people were actually doing it.
It was actually aimed at the young audience.
The people who would
oh, okay, that's all right. You get a girl drunk enough, then she'll do whatever I want.
I think
I've been waiting for that.
Do you think that you that would be the takeaway you get from watching a comedy?
Now you guys were older than I was.
Not the only thing, but
I saw those movies. I
was a
those
kid.
Movies. I watched those movies. We just laughed that it was so.
Well, wait
stupid.
A second. Now there's a story that our internet radio. Fans know of a long time ago where a young lady was passed out and you didn't do this, but you were a little inappropriate. I can't say it on this floor in this format.
It's only one quarter of her.
Yeah, but whatever. It was not
but I didn't learn that from a movie.
but still, you would watch these movies and apparently you thought, well, this is fine.
No, not from the movies.
Oh, you were a degenerate all on your own.
Yes. I need a movie to help me.
Ben Carson? You're trying to stand. Oh, I'm a creep.
Yeah, but they didn't train me how to do that.
Yeah, no. I was in the Popeyes and I said, no, shoot the cashier. Then you're doing the Ben Carson defense. It makes no sense.
I'm doing the Ben Carson defense. I know what I did at that time, and it was not, you know, it was. Not
it was despicable.
It was despicable. So not something I saw out of a movie.
If you watch it now, does it strike you as wrong?
No, I strike it as funny. I mean, it's a little politically incorrect. I'll agree.
You think? Is rape a little politically incorrect?
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you look at that, you look at it the side of times. Basically, when you looked at the Little Rascal, like the Little Rascal cartoons, when Bill Cosby wanted to pull all the Little Rascal cartoons, and he goes, because they're racist. And it's like, well, you cut it out, and then I got some of the unedited ones. I'm like, well, I mean.
Yeah, but it's a good example that you're drawing, because you know what? They still show 16 Candles. Pip just said she was just watching it.
Yeah.
They don't show the movies from the 40s where people are in blackface. You're not getting that on Channel 11 in the middle of the afternoon.
But have you noticed that on movies like that, they are editing some things that were appropriate in the 80s?
Well, how do you edit out date rape? I mean, that was a big punchline. Yeah. Well, how do you edit out a gong? You know, every time.
Well, I mean, they could, the same way that they beep.
But they're not.
But they're not.
But because you write it off as it was the sign of the times.
Right,
back
we
then.
Write it off.
You have,
but I, but
you,
how do
you,
you
should have a common sense enough to look at it.
How
know,
do I explain that to my kid? I don't know how I explain that was okay.
How you explain it is go. You watch this movie. I just want you to know people were very ignorant at that time and made.
So you
and
think we're better
like
off
that.
Now that we've evolved and we don't do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's okay that it's still out there, and that, like you
but
said,
I think now it involves an explanation.
It doesn't.
Then
that's
fine, but it involves an explanation, but not censorship.
But now that we've seen that this was kind of commonplace,
yeah.
Is it really outrageous that Bill Cosby did this? It seemed to be like a lifestyle.
It was the zeitgeist that you get a girl drunk enough, you can do what you want to her. Nobody thought about it, unfortunately, as rape. During the time period.
Yeah, it wasn't thought of that. It was just because you look at stupid kid, really, really.
Now we
really,
know.
You know? Yeah.
Now
damn
we know.
Damn women wanting to be conscious.
I know.
You're ruining my game. That was my move. That was my go-to. Slip something in your drink. You're ruining it. What, you want to enjoy it too? Ugh, what's wrong with women today?
Selfish.
Fussy feminists. All right. We got to take our first break. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. When we come back, we will have a great debate of absurdity. ISIS versus the mob. Who's going to win in the battle for New York?
Gambinos versus ISIS.
Keep it going. Yes, absolutely.
Don't go anywhere.
Hey,
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We hope you have a pleasant day wherever you are. So we're going to do something called Great Debates of Absurdity. It's going to be Mafia versus ISIS for New York. Pip, explain what this is, please.
Well, what we do with Great Debates and Absurdity is that we have two of us. One takes one absurd point of view, and the other one takes the other absurd point of view. We start out as there are opening statements, and then the moderator, which will be me this time, asks questions, and we see what each side of the debate comes up with. With this particular debate, it was sparked by a recent statement by a member of the Gambino organized crime family that the families are ready and able to take on ISIS in New York should they come. So today, we're going to have Joe as a representative of speaking, taking the point of view from ISIS.
And there's a reason for that. I hate to interrupt. There's a reason for that. Well, on the internet portion of the show last week, Joe said that if it was a choice between ISIS or Hillary Clinton, he was voting for ISIS. So I figured he should defend his candidate.
Yes, at least you know where they're coming from.
Yeah, but they don't need your vote, stupid. Once they hear, well, we're kind of in charge. It's what we do.
And since we have Joe, the New York Italian, we have Davin going against type, taking the mafia point of view.
Well, I've sued the mob.
Yes,
I have been threatened by the mob.
Okay,
I've performed in front of the mob.
And, taking all sides,
and
of
I've been like the way you have it back, the chronologically backwards.
Well, it's various occasions. Yeah. I mean, once you sue the mob and win, you can pretty much say whatever you want.
Okay.
So we're gonna do some great debates of absurdity.
Our country has seen great debates in history. Lincoln Douglas, 1858, Nixon Kennedy, 1960, Bush Clinton and Perot in 1992. But that all stops now. Welcome to Davin's Den's Great Debates in Absurdity.
All right, so Joe, since you're the visiting team, since it was part of the mob, we're already here. We get last licks.
Joe's going to get to read his statement first.
Yes.
Yes.
Joe saying why ISIS will beat the mob.
That is correct. ISIS will beat the mafia. When you see the mafia attack, it's only in the movies. And you will only see the after effects on the news when it's real. When you see ISIS attacks, it's all over the media, documented. The mafia wants people to see its good side. That is a sign of weakness. ISIS has no good side, and they're all evil all the time. And they want you to see it. How many YouTube posts do the mafia have showing their violence? Uh-uh. How many Facebook pages does the mafia have trying to recoup sympathizers? It's also true the mafia will strangle people, but ISIS will keep going until the head comes off. ISIS.
Applause line.
Yes.
For the ISIS. Oh, that's very good. He's right. Oh.
ISIS. So evil that even Francis Ford Coppola or David Chase could ever make them look good. The main religion of the mafia is Catholicism, which is a religion of peace. The main religion of ISIS is radical Islam, which promotes death to all non-believers. The mafia has 25,000 members worldwide, where ISIS has 200,000. Due to the strength in numbers, the mafia would not be able to fight ISIS. In addition, ISIS possesses a stockpile of guns, missiles, and tanks, where the mafia has some guns, a bat, and a fleet of Cadillacs. In The Sopranos,
driving style, baby.
good. In The Sopranos, the mob was based out of one pork store. Based on that, how do you know how many halal meat stores there are? When it comes to gods, ISIS worships their god as Allah, going back thousands of years to Mecca, with centuries of war and conquering. The mafia worships their god Sinatra, which only goes back 100 years to Hoboken. The ISIS call to war is Allah Akbar, or God is great. The mafia's war cry? Forgot about it and upset. ISIS will fight anywhere, anytime. The mafia will take a break 3 p.m. every Sunday because it's time to make the sauce and saute the onions. ISIS is better protected, as the FBI will never have a problem with raiding a mafia meeting place. But there will be hell to pay if they ever raided a mosque. Also, I don't see Obama wanting to bring in 10,000 refugees from Italy.
All right.
Okay, we've heard from the ISIS point of view, the defense by Joe. Now let's hear from the defense of the mafia's side in this.
If it is a war for New York, the mob has the home field advantage. They know every nook and cranny of the five boroughs. Much like the disadvantage the U.S. Army faces going building to building in places like Iraq, ISIS would face a similar type of disadvantage. They have never fought a building-to-building battle in New York City. The New York City mob has connections in New Jersey, Chicago, all over the country. An influx of mob fighters is just a phone call and a chicken parm sandwich away. The mafia has historically had police on the payroll. Those police sometimes look the other way. Sometimes they even help help in the commission of the crime. Now you're not just fighting the mob, but also elements of the NYPD. The NYPD are some of the best trained when it comes to counterterrorism. The mob is somewhat romanticized in New York. Citizens would assist the mob in a fight against ISIS. ISIS soldiers do not value life. ISIS fighters do not value life either. Their small numbers would be even further exasperated by the fact that every time they strike, they lose people as well. ISIS is so hated they would end up fighting the mob, the NYPD, and the citizens. The numbers are too much. A successful terrorist attack takes months to come together. A mob hit takes a nod to Vincenzo. Mob tactics are much more stealthy than ISIS and just as unpredictable. Terrorists operate based on fear. New Yorkers are not afraid of terrorists. New York showed this after the attack on the towers. New York showed this after the first attack on the towers, excuse me. New York showed this after 9/11. New York shows this every day. Terrorists instill fear by causing mass casualties. The mob does this with one guy in a nice suit and, if need be, a well-placed horse's head. Mob influence has been in the city for a century. It makes the mob the fabric in the community. It does not allow radical Islam to take hold, unless the mob gets a cut. I mean, business is business. Many of us think with our stomach. Can hummus really compare to a cannoli? Does pita bread really stand a chance against garlic bread or a nice slice? We will rally to who makes our taste buds happier. New York has always been a mob town. The mob is as New York as the Empire Building and the New York Yankees. We have a history and tradition on our side.
Okay. All right. Well, now I have a question for each of you. And I think that we'll start with Joe. What's your group's mascot?
A yak.
A yak.
A yak. A yak is a stealthy animal. A yak can have a bomb strapped to it.
Okay.
And a yak don't say nothing.
What would the mafia's group mascot be?
I really don't see why this is relevant. But I think it's pretty obvious. A horse minus the head. And sometimes fishes, because that's where you swim. So we really have two.
That's what you sleep with.
Yeah, sure.
Showboat.
Yak. I've never seen an ISIS promo video with a yak.
Shut up!
You're making stuff up.
No, I'm not.
You are too.
How do you know?
Because I watch all their stuff.
Really? That's our secret weapon.
A yak?
Yes.
Ugh. Joe. In the movie The Godfather, after killing an enemy, the mobster's direction to the hitman was to leave the gun, date the cannolis. What would someone on ISIS's side say after a kill?
Oh, leave the bomb, take the virgins.
Does the mafia today have an updated version of that direction?
Out with it, woman.
Jesus Christ.
This is why this is why both the mob and ISIS, no, the women really don't need to talk so much. Capiche?
We just can't get it out anymore.
This is why you walk five steps behind no matter which we're talking about.
We make concessions for the debate.
I'm still trying to think about what to say, and it'll all catch up.
What is your ill-formed question?
Does the mafia have an updated version of those directions, leave the gun, take the cannolis? Now that they're fighting ISIS.
Why would you update a classic? I mean, you know, the mob is as old as Baked Ziti. You know, everybody loves it. You stick with it. It's the classics. You know, you don't need to update it. We don't need to make up fancy animals. You know, you don't have yak parmesan.
I never thought of a yak as a fancy animal.
Well, in this debate it is.
Yeah, it's not like a lip-singer stallion, you know? It's a yak.
Still has a head, doesn't it? It's fancy.
So you're admitting that my mascot is better than your mascot because my mascot has a head on it.
Not for my purposes.
Really?
Tell your yak to come here. We'll see how long the head stays. We'll send a message to you, Ahmad.
Yeah. Maybe the reason
yakety yak, don't come back.
I was helping.
That's where that came from.
You're not good at this. You just helped me.
Well, I'm a comic. I got a bit, you know, it's
Let's not
for
get
a
crazy.
Bit,
right? Let's not get crazy. I believe more ISIS than you're a comic.
I think the reason that your horse doesn't have a head is because the ISIS took care of that.
It's got a horse's rear.
But
yep.
But one day.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, you are.
One day we might unite and be called Italian ISIS.
Really, to polish that one? Working on that? You could. You were just looking for the opening, weren't you?
Ugh. Ahmed, my friend.
And the safe.
So, Joe, what reward does ISIS expect for a successful mission?
Domination. Ah. Domination. Mosques on every corner. Virgins on every level.
Virgins on every level?
Yes.
They don't have virgins in the mosques. That's for when you're dead, stupid. Know your religion.
Level of our hideout, which we won't need to be a hideout anymore. We will be out and open.
In Joe's America.
Yes. Vests for everybody.
Are we going fishing?
Mm.
If you've already dominated and you're in control, well, why do you need the vests?
Fashion.
No. No.
Yes. No. Yep.
The only time you have a vest is if you're on a, is if it's a life jacket.
No. Vest is a fashion statement.
It's not. Nobody believes yes, it. Italians are much better with the fashion. Mm. Nobody wants a suit by ISIS. It's just black and hangs there.
At least we can fit on our pants.
Call back to another segment.
Stupid. All right.
Now, what would the mafia's reward for a successful mission be?
What we already have, the adoration and respect of the people in New York. Obviously, we get a cut of everything. maybe after defeating ISIS, we take a little bit more. Maybe. He talks about virgins. What do you need virgins for? We're controlling all the brothels. I don't understand. If you want a good time, who wants a virgin? Will you call me? What are you thinking about? Will you hug me? No. We got the brothels. You'll have a good time. The mob's in charge. Things are going to be good. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more great debates of absurdity. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Don't go anywhere. And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Part two of Great Debates of Absurdity. Then later on, we have comedian John Consoli calling in to tell us about a great fundraiser. And then after that, we're going to talk about the Nazi subway train. But for now, ISIS versus the mob. And Pip is moderating.
Now we're back to Great Debate in Absurdity.
Yes.
Part two.
Yes.
And I would like to ask a question of Joe. Who does ISIS think should be the next president of the United States?
Wow, somebody, you could put that in a campaign ad.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
That's who ISIS would choose.
Yes.
Why?
Because she is the face of evil.
Okay. So that's ISIS's girl.
Yes.
All right. So who would the mafia choose to be the next president?
Donald Trump.
And why would they choose him?
Why would they choose Trump? Because the great thing about Trump is Trump likes to dabble in our business, but he's not very good at it. So he likes to take over casinos and then leaves. So then we move in. It really works out very well for us.
Okay. I like that answer. Okay, and back to Joe. If you could take one of the Republican candidates for the presidency as lieutenant of the army for ISIS, who would you choose?
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson would be your lieutenant. Why?
Yeah, because we need a doctor. Because he's certainly no politician.
Okay.
If we can choose a lieutenant,
yes,
for ISIS, we also choose Ben Carson.
We agree.
We can get along just fine.
See, we agree. We work a deal.
We know a moron when we see one.
Because you don't have to be a brain surgeon to be a president.
You don't have to be a brain surgeon to be a brain surgeon anymore.
Very nice. And who would the mafia take for their own side?
For what?
As a lieutenant in your army fighting against ISIS.
Carly Fiorina, keep it in the family. And plus, she's a woman. She knows not to talk too much. It'll work out well for us. We really don't need her help.
Yeah.
I mean, if we do take over a business that we'd like to run into the ground, obviously we're going to call her. But we really don't need much help.
If I may suggest, my friend, she'd look better in a veil as well. If you need to take her on our side.
No respect. No respect. No. How dare you talk about it? But you're right. She really should stir the sauce.
Oh my god!
You know what she'd be great with? A quaalude. You know she gets quiet that way.
Oh my god, Joe, who would ISIS like to? What would ISIS like to ask Santa for this year?
Let's see. What would ISIS like to? I would say beautiful vests.
He's back on the vest.
Beautiful
vests. You really are. Do you want them engineered specially for the bombs, or just like you really like them as a fashion statement?
As a fashion statement. We're trying to be a people of peace once we take over.
Oh, okay. So you're going to switch sides. You're going to switch positions. You're not going to be evil anymore. You're going to be people of peace once you take over?
Yes, once we take hold. Because, you know, it's, you know, taking over is like kind of like jumping the shark. You know, we're going to mellow out.
Okay. Devin?
Yes.
What would the mafia like to ask Santa for this year?
Well, you know, we have a couple of options. I've given this a lot of thought. Because, yes. you know, Chris is on the payroll.
Is he?
Obviously, Santa has a lovely beard.
Yes.
So what we would probably ask Santa to do is dye it black and then join ISIS and then defeat them from the inside. Because that package isn't going to be filled with with presents. It's going to be bombs. So Santa would work for us.
Oh, so you're planning on having a Trojan Santa?
A Trojan Santa.
No. It's the bag on his back is going to be full of the bombs?
Well, he's not a hunchback. He carries it.
Yeah, he carries. Well, I mean, but he carries it on his back.
Yes. But after he ingratiates
like
himself, once he sees one of their bang up videos, I'm sure he's going to just join right in.
But little does he know that Santa will be treated on his sleigh in the sky like a Russian airliner.
You wouldn't know he's coming. What are you talking about? You guys aren't that swift. You take everybody. You like the postal service. Anybody that applies, they get in.
The postal service.
The postal service. And the other thing, if we could have two, because we should. we would ask Santa if he could bring Frank Sinatra back to sing New York, New York as we kick ISIS's butt.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I think that's a really excellent suggestion. Now, do you gentlemen have some closing arguments? I would start with Joe.
I would say that ISIS will dominate the world. We are bloodthirsty. We don't care about tradition. And we will take over. La, 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 la. Allah Akbar.
Mafia side?
Tradition is what brings us together. In times of need, we lean on our tradition. So, you know, if ISIS were to come and take in, the city would turn to us. Because of our tradition, we know how to get things done. And you know what? If we don't beat them in war, ISIS, and we will, we know how to pay for just enough to make a corrupt on the inside to get what we need. It's kind of what we do.
I see. All right. Gentlemen, it's been an excellent debate.
Do you have a winner or just...
I think that you've both fought valiantly for your sides. But however, since we are a show that's based in New York, I would have to say... this one goes to the mafia.
Yeah! Go mob! Take that, ISIS. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. We'll be talking to John Consoli. Don't go anywhere. And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We hope you are having a splendid time wherever you may be at this moment. So we tried to get John Consoli. John's in a bad area. His phone's not working. That's what happens with radio.
You know what? When you're working live, you got to see what happens.
Yeah, yep. So maybe he'll call in, or maybe he won't. But I'll tell you a little bit about this fundraiser. This is taking place Monday, December 7th. It's going to be at the Broadway Comedy Club in Manhattan, New York. And it's a benefit for the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. And these are a group of Marines that are committing suicide at an alarming rate. Because, you know, we all know about PTSD and what that does. And they're not getting the help they need. Mm-hmm. So all the proceeds from this fundraiser, all the money, all the comics are working for free. I'm on the show. Paul Bond is on the show. You know, Paul Bond is open for Jim Brewer, been on Comedy Central himself. Tom Daddario, a whole bunch of great comics are on the show. John Consoli, obviously. So it's for a great cause. All you got to do is show up. All the proceeds go to them. So
that's a great lineup, too. That's going to be a very, very good show.
I don't have the whole lineup. John does, but comics a little irresponsible.
Comics not responsible? That's odd.
What day is that on again?
Monday, December 7th.
Wow, okay.
You going to come? 7 o'clock show. I'll tell you how to get tickets, too.
Yeah.
That's how thoughtful I am. If you want to get tickets, the number to call is 516-385-7989. 516-385-7989. So, that, you know, if John calls in the next couple minutes, he can tell us more about it. But that's really the important things that you need to know. Now, you said somebody close to you is doing a similar fundraiser.
Well, it's not actually a one-time fundraiser. A friend of mine, Ted Knapp, is working. He is co-founding a new charity called Rock Our Vets. I know that Ted had worked previously with Work Vessels for Veterans. So it's not somebody who is unused to doing charity work for veterans. And he is breaking out with his co-founder, Dave Mason, formerly of Traffic and a solo artist in his own right.
Very good. Yeah, Dave Mason, yeah.
Really good. And the mission for Rock Our Vets is to provide for veterans in need and their children and whatever needs to be done in order for them to successfully transition from military to civilian life. They're going to focus on a variety of veteran-related issues. And the first issue that they're really focusing on is coincidentally, the high rate of suicide among returning veterans, which currently the rate is over 22 per day.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Staggering.
Horrible.
War is hell. That's why I'm not so eager to send troops into war, because it's terrible. Now, I should say, if you want to go back to the one that John's doing,
sure.
Because I know we're all over the country, all over the world, actually, but I know a lot of shows are hard. If you just want to donate, you know, and you can't make the show, just call up John. At that number I gave, which was 516-385-7989, 516-385-7989, and just make a donation. I'm sure you can send a check or do PayPal or something like that. And how would one donate to this cause?
Well, first you can look up, it's a new organization, it's a nonprofit, and you can find them on Facebook under Rock Our Veterans. And you can go and see what kind of help that you can offer. If you just want to offer money, if you want to offer your time, you can get in contact with them on that Facebook page and see what you can do to help them out. I mean, they're going to be doing benefits. They're going to be having clothes drives, food drives. They're going to be involved in research. And one of the plans is also to put on rock concerts to do benefits to collect money for the veterans in need. And it's high time. I mean, we're going to have to do these kind of grassroots events and organizations if our government isn't going to take care of our veterans, aren't we?
Well, I mean, I'd like to think that they're going to improve it, but especially in this time of need and time of giving,
mm-hmm.
especially when we might be going back to war again, let's not forget the people that fought the previous wars. So, you know what? You know, it doesn't cost a lot to really make a difference in these people's lives.
Right, and we have to take care of them when they come home. Just forget.
Yes.
That they've done the service for us.
And that's been the shame. You know, when they come home, they were laying their lives out for us. The least we could do is help them when they come home.
Right. Don't just say you support the vets. Put your money where your mouth is, kids.
Yep. All right. You are listening to Davin's then filling in for Coffee Talk. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the Nazi train. Fun for everybody.
Woo!
Don't go anywhere. And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. It's been a fun show so far. We are approaching the end of the show, but we are not done yet. Don't go anywhere, wherever you are. We got a story here, a little unfortunate.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to find the theme music for this, so we're going to fill and edit this out for the syndicated part. So talk amongst yourself. Pep, Phil.
Okay. Well, we were just talking about how the music that we're playing in between.
Found it.
Yeah. All right. Never mind.
Okay. Yes. We have our own Nazi theme music, because this is a topic of Nazis, and Nazis tend to come up fairly often on our show.
Why is that?
Because they're just so much darn fun. That can't be it.
They are crowd pleasers.
Depends on the crowd. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. It is the thunder. It is the
fire. It is my feeling. At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
It's really wrong.
Well, you know, it is.
It's horrible.
It's really wrong.
We've been doing it for years, though. And apparently it's okay.
We'll see.
Yeah. Where is it? All right. So here I'm going to play the story, and then we shall discuss.
The flag. Nazi imagery plastered on New York City's subway cars are causing controversy. The ads are part of a campaign for the TV show Man in the High Castle on Amazon. The series, set in 1962, is an alternate history of the world that hinges on the Nazis winning World War II. It's based on a novel with the same title. To promote the new show, marketing managers paid for those images of the American flag featuring a strong resemblance to the Nazi coat of arms. Unfortunately, not everyone is on board with this bold branding. On Twitter, one person wrote, "Was there seriously no one who thought, maybe Nazi images on a New York City subway to promote a TV show might be misinterpreted and a bad idea?" Another typed, "I mean, what would you think if you saw a swastika as the ad for the show? I understand the anger, but they're misunderstanding the meaning." While New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority recently banned political ads on subways and trains, a spokesperson told Fox 411 the ads don't violate its content-neutral ad standards and they have no grounds to reject them. Only one person's complained about them. So, is it a poor marketing decision or just an interesting way to stir up a dialogue about the show? Either way, Amazon decided to pull the ads. For Fox 411...
That was brought to us by Fox 411. So yeah, that was some big news. Are you gonna be offended? Are you offended by that ad campaign?
No, and as a matter of fact,
you completely support it.
No, look,
I like your boots.
It's a brilliant ad campaign.
You know, Joe, gray's your color.
Yeah.
That's a nice little mustache you just grabbed.
Is that Chaplin or is it somebody else? I can't place it.
Yeah. It's a brilliant ad campaign because they knew it was going to have controversy. There's no bad, you know, any press is good press. They knew it was going to start up controversy, and they knew they would get more advertising and promotion out of that whole incident. And it's about what if, God forbid, you know, the Nazis and the Japanese took over after World War II, and they're just trying to set up that train like that, you know, and they probably figured we'll get it. We'll get the publicity we want. Obviously, people are going to hit the roof and we're going to have to pull it. But the publicity we're going to get is going to be immense.
I kind of agree with Joe. I mean, because really, who's really, unless you're really plugged in, who's watching shows on Amazon Prime? Mm. I don't even know what's Prime. That's their show. I don't know. Amazon's got shows now. They got shows.
Yeah.
But, and I would not have been aware of, was it Hardcastle?
Something like, yeah, and yeah.
Hardcastle would... and Mrs. King, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or is that the Scarecrow and Mrs. King?
Hardcastle was a separate show.
Yeah, I think so, too. All these 80s cop shows, I don't remember them.
No.
But, yeah, I was completely unaware of it. So I do think, yeah, not such a bad move from an ad standpoint.
From an ad standpoint, but I don't know. I think that, I'm stepping into a train. There's Nazi memorabilia in here.
Not Nazi memorabilia.
Nazi signifiers.
There's not bombs lying around.
No,
you know?
There's Nazi signifiers and things that are reminiscent of the Nazis. And I'm stepping into a train. What could possibly be the problem there?
Now, in the Nazis' defense.
Wait a minute. What?
Though I agree the imagery of a train, the ones that they used did not have all the regalia and memorabilia. They were more like cattle cars. So you really can't compare the two.
Oh, because now that they've stepped up the decor, it's better.
Sure, and you can get off wherever you want on this train.
Yeah. I wouldn't know that for stepping in. I think I'd be stepping back out. Just in case.
Oh, fur line.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'd like to... Can I get a refund on this Metro card, please? Because I'm not going in there.
All kidding aside. A train, not so much.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, put it in a cab. Put it on Uber.
They wanted to get the most, because you would figure that how long is this going to last before we have to pull it? Let's put it in a place where we'll see the maximum amount of people will see it.
Yes.
And it'll get the most attention.
It sure did.
You can't figure you were going to do a campaign like that, especially when the MTA says, okay.
Well, because they don't have any standards on ads.
Right, so they figured, all right, let's get this thing in there. We'll get maximum attention. Obviously, within a couple of days, we're going to have to pull it. However, we'll get the maximum amount of attention, which you brought up. It was Amazon. Was it Amazon?
It's on Amazon.
Amazon. They don't have, you know, they're a new station doing this.
Nobody even knows they exist.
They do now.
I think if you watch the show, you get free shipping. I think that's how it works. Now, it's shipped by train, and you don't want to go there. But the shipping is free.
Apparently, they do want to go there.
Well,
they're willing to go there.
Oh, wait, no. I believe the shipping is to a camp. I believe that's... I think it's a tie-in to the show. It's a tie-in with the show. It's a limited time. You have to prove that you're of a certain race, origin, or ethnicity to get this special. But what could go wrong?
But the funny thing is like, yes.
The funny thing.
No, the funny thing is...
fun with Nazis.
It's like, yes, you walk into that car. It's offensive. But anybody's been on a New York subway, the bum in his own urine isn't that offensive.
So you're saying it's a step up.
Yeah,
actually,
it's actually a step
up.
At least it's clean.
If I'm getting in that train, unless the train's packed, I'm going to another car.
Me too.
I've seen this movie. It doesn't work out well for me.
No.
Yeah, you might feel just a tad uneasy.
Yeah,
but that's the problem. It's New York. There's a lot of Jews there. There's going to be issues.
Yeah, and I'm a German full of guilt. I don't want to be in there either. That's true.
You were one of the good ones, Pip.
Thank you.
You would have hid the Jews.
I would have.
Yeah, that's why we love you, Pip.
Thanks. Yeah,
not a bad one like Joe. Anyway, you kids going to be anywhere?
No, I'm doing Santa Claus stuff.
Well, he's not really happy that you're doing him, Joe.
Yeah.
Is that a candy cane in your pants? Come here, little boy.
No, I will. Being private Santa Claus shows, no gigs.
Pip?
I'll be home waiting to hear about Joe's hell gigs as Santa.
All right. Monday, December 7th, I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club in Manhattan, New York, participating in the fundraiser to benefit the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. We just talked about that. For tickets, obviously call 516-385-7989. 516-385-7989. Listen, I know this goes all over the country, all over the world. You can just still call this number, arrange to donate. I completely suggest that. Saturday, December 12th, I will be in Bergenfield, New Jersey at Tommy Fox's. Up to no good, just trying to make you laugh. For tickets, call 201-384-0900. 201-384-0900. Alas, our time has come to a close. This has been fun. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk.